How much coins would it cost to go down your pipe?
You a dynamite.
You motherfucker!
Alice in Wonderland smacked the pussy was priceless.
It's us, Charlie!
Hello! Hello!
You got it, baby.
Cam Hosey. Cam Hosey.
You have a good day there, Poophole.
And now, the Sinformers.
I guess we should turn things on. This is the Sinformers, everybody. I am John Still, the owner, operator, and CEO of SynergyComic.com, where you can listen to all of our past broadcasts. Besides iTunes, if you're not an Apple person, you can listen to it on SynergyComic.com right now. With me, as always, are my podcasting partners.
Hello, how are you?
Who wants to introduce themselves first?
Hi, my name is Lou. I work at a video game store.
My name is Lou. I play video games. I work at a video game store.
That sounded weird in my headphones.
Maybe my headphones. Lou gets into your head like that sometimes.
Let me look for my headphone jack.
And I am Vic Straub, and we are all here like one big fun bunch to deliver the most entertaining podcast you'll find from the South Jersey region.
This side of the Pecos. Where is the Pecos? How did that even start?
I thought that was a dude named Bill.
Pecos Bill? This side of the, we should change that. This side of maybe New Jersey, or is that too small?
Yeah, it's too small. Maybe this side of Rowan? Wait.
Well, New Jersey is kind of like two, I mean, for people who don't live in New Jersey, it is kind of like two separate entities.
Because it is. There's South Jersey and there's New York.
Yeah, because North Jersey is basically New York, and people from North Jersey who come to South Jersey hate it, and they just compare it to New York the whole time, like we're all supposed to be in New York. Like, I hate to break it to you guys, but all of New Jersey isn't New York.
Are you serious, bro?
Yeah. Go back to the L.I. and get the fuck out of my
woo,
state.
Woo, woo, woo.
So how's everybody's week? I had a big, exciting week. I bought a new car.
Oh, you just gotta throw that in there right away.
I did. I got a new car. It was like, The Price is Right.
A new car!
Nice and velvety.
Yeah. Me and Sean Marlin have the same car now, just about. They didn't really change the model, right?
No.
It's just yours.
Just yours has a bigger compartment.
This is yours is newer, of course, and mine's 2008.
How many miles is it?
47
yeah,
when I bought it.
About the same.
47. Yeah, so that's good.
No biggie.
So we're going to start a Centra car club.
I'm going to have to get one eventually.
Yeah. We're going to be the first ever Nissan Centra car club. It's going to be
the Synergy Centra trio. It's going to be a thing.
The Nissan Synergy.
Then Nissan's going to sponsor us.
That'd be sweet. So tonight's show, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We got UFC on Fox is this weekend. Royal Rumble is this weekend. We got some end of the world news. The return of Sean Marlin's I Love You, I Hate You's, and apparently a game from what I'm hearing.
From Sean Marlin.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be a boner.
Oh, we got some breaking Eric Roberts news.
Oh, wait, this just in. Wait,
should we get
breaking
to that?
Eric Roberts news? Yes, this
yes,
just
this
in.
Is
report,
very important.
Hi, I'm Eric Roberts. I'm told to tell you where I was born, Biloxi, Mississippi. I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans, and I'm a Southern American French.
This is Eric Roberts News. Awesome. Is that sound okay for everybody else?
That was a little low.
Because mine sounds staticky. Maybe it's just
it sounded fine. It's just a little low, but
all right. Because I'm kind of plugged into the splitter here. So all right. So I guess let's go to this. We got video footage of Eric Roberts at Sundance. That just took place. It's still going on. Until the 29th, apparently, according to this sign. But all the important stuff's probably over by now. So this is Eric Roberts walking around Sundance, and he gets interviewed by some dude.
Mr. Roberts, how you doing?
My name's not Mr. Roberts. It's Eric.
Eric.
My father's name is Mr. Roberts.
Hey, right on. I apologize for that. Hey, huge fan, though. Best of the best, man. Thanks, is there any opportunity to see one of those in the future?
Oh, I don't think so.
I think you can still beat up the Korean team.
I have a titanium hip now. I don't do much martial arts.
Oh, man.
Did you know he had a titanium hip?
No.
He's awesome.
Man, it wasn't from the movie, was it?
Batman threw him out of the window?
Oh, yeah. From this high of a fall, you're not going to kill me. I'm counting on it.
It wasn't in the movie, but it's
from... Yeah, I know.
Is that it? Was that all of it?
Is that the Eric Roberts news?
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, chingo.
Respeto.
It's just him interviewing a bunch of other people. But yeah, Eric Roberts News. There's going to be no sequel to Best of the Best.
But there already is sequels to Best of the Best with various different martial artists. But Eric Roberts doesn't know this, so...
He was in one of the sequels, actually.
Eric Roberts doesn't know this. Therefore, they don't exist. That was Eric Roberts News.
Well, the only Best of the Best sequels that even matter are ones with Eric Roberts in it.
Hi, I'm Eric Roberts. I'm told to tell you where I was born, Biloxi, Mississippi. I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans, and I'm a Southern American French.
This is Eric Roberts News.
Man, we were hoping for so much more out of that.
Yeah, but man, he had a titanium hip. That's big news.
That's Christian Bale's doing. We've already discussed
We broke that story. Yeah. Let's get to the news that really matters. Synergy News. This week's Synergy News. Since the last broadcast, I think I said going into the Martin Luther King weekend, since it was a 3-day weekend, since that was the last time we recorded, I would be done the book, and I am done the book except for the splash page and the cover. So everything's done except for the splash page, which is a full page shot of our hero in his costume for the first time. And the cover. And the book's done. That's it.
And then that's issue one.
That's issue one.
Yay!
And then
we have to write 5 more issues and then collect them together.
And then next week, the colors will begin. I sent a message to my colorist in Hungary, and she got back to me and said, next week, colors. Inks and colors next week. So I will be able to post full previews coming soon, like the first couple pages on the website.
Very cool.
And then I got to figure out how I'm going to letter the thing.
And then the hype train begins.
And that's the thing.
As your unofficial manager, I'll make sure we get as much attention as possible.
Yeah. And that's the thing is Wizard World's coming up. Like, they're starting to announce these big names for Wizard World, like CM Punk and who else did they announce that was huge that we wanted to meet? It was someone.
Buffy?
But yeah, the original Buffy, Christy Swanson's going to be there. And yeah. She still looks great, by the way. Did you know she played a high schooler in Dude, Where's My Car? And she was like 35.
Bring it on.
Yeah. So I'm debating on whether or not I want to get a table this year, because I'm not sure if the book's going to be printed by the... It's done. I'm just not sure if it's going to be back from the printer, or if it's going to be back in time for me to actually sell the book. And if it's not done, then it's basically just going to be more me selling prints and original art.
Nothing wrong with that. You still meet people at these things. Plus, you'll be able to... With the book done, you'll be able to take your work to some of the other people you can check
out. Well, what I'm thinking about doing is if I do get a table at Wizard World, I will be able to print an Ashcan. You guys know what Ashcans
are?
Ashcan is in the comic book business. What we like to do, what we like to call in the comic book business is an Ashcan. What we like to do is...
Shut up.
An Ashcan is basically... When your book isn't finalized or printed yet, and you have, like, 15 out of the 20 pages done, you take the 15 or however many pages you want your ashcan to be, and you print them like photocopy paper, and you make, like, a little 5-page preview that you can give out to people.
Okay.
That's, like, black and white and, you know, not full color and shitty paper. You know, it's, like, just a little thing that you can actually give people to take home to remember, like, this book's coming out. I have a 5-page preview of it. That I can actually show people, you know, gotcha. Not go on this website.
Okay, I get it.
So that's an Ashcan. And it got real big, like Image Comics.
A sweater?
What?
An Ashcan?
Yes. So
I'll get back to getting this game.
Oh, yeah. Sean's working on the game if he seems a little quiet. But the Ashcan got real big in the 90s when Image started because they had all these new characters no one ever heard of. So what they did was they gave comic book stores a lot of Ashcans to give away. And they actually got really valuable because it was like the first appearance of Spawn would be Spawn number one, but the actual first appearance of Spawn would be like the Ashcan of Spawn. So like there's a Spawn Ashcan out there that's really valuable, and like Shadowhawk, you know, has an Ashcan. So all these Image characters have original Ashcans that are really rare.
Interesting.
So if my book's not done, I could always do that. Or I could, you know, just go there as a you know, shopper like I've been doing for every year since it's been around. But I just don't want to go as a shopper and go into Artist Alley and tell everyone again, yeah, I'm going to get a table next year, and this is my book, blah, blah, blah. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, a snake oil salesman or some bullshit. So I'm either getting a table or I'm not. It's what it's down to.
Well, you don't really have much of other choice besides one of those two.
Well, I don't have to go at all, but I'm either getting a table
or I'm going
to
get a table and slam Virgil through it.
No, well, what I'm saying is I'm going to be there, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be there getting a table.
Mentally.
Right. Or I'm going to be there physically. Just doesn't, you know. I just don't know which route I'm going to take.
Shut up.
No, you shut the fuck up. Are you going to be there?
Ash can.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting your VIP CM Punk ticket?
I'm not sure yet.
No. Well, what I want to do is I want to go, even if I do get a table, I'd like to meet CM Punk and maybe get him to sign my print.
Right.
Or, like, get at least show him the print that
I made.
Sucks
is that he's only there 4 hours.
Yeah.
12 to 4 on Saturday.
And he's going to be packed.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping Bruce Campbell
takes Victor's
going to gonna
pack it in him.
Up. Stop. Move forward.
Stop. Move forward.
I got a boner.
I got a boner. Sign my picture. That's probably what I'll say if I meet Christy Swanson, actually.
I got a boner.
She looks good. She's married to, what, the guy from... He's some ice skater dude, I think. I don't remember. I followed her on Twitter for a while, and she actually replied to everything that I sent her. She was like Carl Weathers for a while. And now I just have nothing to say to her. You know, what am I going to be like?
Hey, going
to
meet you in Wizard World.
Hey.
Soon. Do a Buffy print.
Do you like comic books?
Draw Buffy for her. It doesn't have to be her as Buffy. You can
it might
draw,
be good.
Draw Buffy, and maybe Paul Reubens dead on the ground in the background.
Draw you dead on the ground in the background.
Okay.
Take an actual picture.
Do I have to kill you?
So I think that's all for Synergy News. I mean, the book's just about done. I gotta do the splash page, and Wizard World's coming up, and I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with that.
How long does your girl usually take to color, like, your prints? How long, what was the response time with that?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay. So yeah. It might take a little bit of time for her to get through your whole book.
Yeah, I'm giving her till the end of March, just about.
Okay.
You know, so she has time.
Where else?
No, not
We're
for
coming
her.
Coming over there.
Well, it's either it's done in time for Wizard World or it's done in time for, you know, Baltimore. But, you know, either way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the absolute latest, there is New York Comic Con also, which tickets, I mean, I know tickets are on sale. I'm not sure about tables. But
the thing is, you have to, like, pre-register, I think, for that. And
well,
then
in October, you might want to check it out now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot going on right now, like I said. So, I don't know. So we got some crazy movie stuff that happened this week.
We do?
Oscar nominations came out.
Oh, yeah.
It's very exciting. I didn't see any of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture.
Nope.
All right, so let's go over them real quick. We got Best Picture was The Artist, which is a silent movie.
The Artist looked good. I heard it was good. It looked like it was pretty
but why
decent.
Why would you watch a movie that doesn't have any kind of anything to say? I would fall asleep 13 minutes.
There's plenty to say. It's just not said out loud.
I hear the dog is...
It's like the I'd rather them speak a different language, like Passion
it's like
of the Christ.
It's like the opposite of Singing in the Rain. It's been them talking about how, like, talkies are coming in.
But they
and
don't
movies
talk.
Sound. No, it's a silent movie about the demise of silent movies.
It's yeah, that's the thing. I don't like this whole Oscar thing where it's like movies about movies. You know, it's like movies for the sake of showing how other movies are. Like, it's not. It's
that's like us making a movie about doing a podcast while doing a podcast.
It is. It's like
challenge accepted.
It's like a movie within a movie within a movie. But I hear the dog is the best part of The Artist, and people were actually lobbying for them to create a new category on movie animals.
Okay.
To get awards. Like, what the fuck is the dog going to do with the award? Like,
well,
hang it up in his
I'm
doghouse.
I'm pretty sure the monkey from Hangover 2 would win.
Yeah.
Are you the only person that's seen Hangover 2?
I saw Hangover 2, and if you saw Hangover 1, then you've seen Hangover 2.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
It's the exact same movie. There's a she-male in it. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randall Graves would be proud.
Yep. Her name's Yasmin Lee. The Descendants...
Didn't pay that much attention.
The Descendants is
Descendants
the George Clooney movie.
Yes, where apparently his wife's cheating on him with Matthew Lillard because...
Well, his wife's in a coma, and apparently she left him for Matthew Lillard at some point.
Still.
But it's...
clearly fiction.
He's a good-looking dude who's upset. Clearly fiction. Why? Matthew Lillard's not... Well, yeah, I guess...
Do you think Matthew Lillard could steal anyone from George Clooney?
Maybe Stacey Keebler. Maybe she'd give it a shot.
I'm not thinking
The Descendants is George Clooney walking around depressed in a Hawaiian shirt, apparently. From what I've gathered from all the trailers.
A.K.A. Weekend at Bernie's.
Next is Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which
the fun-filled romp of an autistic boy's father dying in 9/11.
It doesn't, like, I'm still not ready to see 9/11 movies. I don't know. I just can't bring myself to go see them. It's still too soon, as they say, I guess, for me. I don't know. It's just really hard to see. The Help is next, which my wife read the book. She loved it. It's about, what, Emma Stone goes and helps out Mississippi maids or something,
yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
Right? Hugo.
Hugo,
I didn't see.
It's about, you know, a young boy living at a train station, getting chased by Borat and and befriending Hit Girl.
What if it was he was actually Borat walking around? Just walking around in his bikini. Oh, very nice. Get your train. Get your train.
That would be a whole other movie.
That would be much better. Midnight in Paris with Owen Wilson's nose in Paris.
It looked like the most boring thing ever.
Owen Wilson apparently gets transported back in time whenever he goes out at night in Paris. Moneyball, which has a black Raul Ibanez in it, from what I hear. And Brad Pitt.
And
as
Fat
the,
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Fat Jonah Hill run the Oakland Athletics and do some crazy shit. The Tree of Life, which I heard is fucking stupid and ridiculous, and it's just like artsy-fartsy, no one knows what the fuck's going on. Yeah. Starring Sean Penn.
Of course.
War Horse, directed by Steven Spielberg.
It looked kind of decent. War Horse didn't look too bad.
You know what War Horse's trailers remind me of? It was like Forrest Gump if it starred a horse.
Well, I'm okay with that. Forrest Gump
based off of a Broadway play.
Yeah, and wasn't it like...
The Broadway play looked really cool.
Wasn't it like puppets and stuff?
Yeah, they made giant, like, puppets.
Giant war horses.
Yeah, I heard the play is great.
Badass look.
Yep.
I would see it. I mean,
that's based off a kid's book also. So
I would see the play. I don't know if I'd see the movie.
Yeah, that's my thought.
I pretty much see anything with Steven Spielberg, but you know the horse has to die.
Which I have play news, by the way. If we want to get the play movie news eventually, I'll get into that.
Hey,
while we do movie news.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
We'll get that after the nominations.
After your nominations. Let me know when I'm up.
Actor in a leading role.
Damien Bichir. A Better Life. I don't know anyone who's even heard of that movie. George Clooney in The Descendants with his Hawaiian shirt.
The French dude from The Artist.
John Dujardin, which I think Greedo said to Han Solo in the cantina.
John Dujardin.
Gary Oldman!
Apparently this is his first ever nomination.
Which is ridiculous.
He should have like 10 Oscars by now.
He's like a fucking chameleon when he's in movies.
And for this movie that no one ever saw, he's going to get nominated.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy? I heard so much mixed stuff about it. I heard it's either really good, which I'm sure I would love it because it's all Gary Oldman. And I heard it's just boring from other people.
I'll rent it.
And then someone else that I heard said it was almost like they cast every British actor ever in this movie.
Well, that's what Harry Potter did also, and that wasn't too bad.
And Brad Pitt gets the Petty nomination for Moneyball.
We needed an American in there that wasn't George Clooney.
God, that's... Like, actor in a sporting role. Kenneth Branagh.
What the hell?
Might be with Marilyn. Jonah Hill for Moneyball.
What the hell?
Nick Nolte, where? Did you watch Warrior, by the way?
Not yet, no.
Oh, man, it's so good.
I have it at my
house.
You
saw it, right, Sean? You watched Warrior, right?
I did see Warrior.
Okay, Nick Nolte got nominated for actor in a sporting role. I think he should win.
Absolutely.
He was fantastic.
I felt so bad for him throughout the whole movie.
It made me want to
call my dad and be like, Dad, I'm sorry that we have this rift between
us. All he wanted was forgiveness the whole movie. You know, it's just... he's great in it, and I don't really see many Nick Nolte movies. It's almost like this year I saw in theaters movies of people I never see. So it's like I saw X-Men First Class with Kevin Bacon in theaters. I don't think I ever saw a Kevin Bacon movie in theaters before. Nick Nolte in Warrior, I don't think I ever saw a Nick Nolte movie in theaters before. And also nominated for actor in a supporting role, Christopher Plummer in Beginners, which I heard was really good. It's Ewan McGregor and Christopher Plummer. Christopher Plummer is a guy who's in his, I think, 70s or 80s, who all of a sudden comes out of the closet, right?
Yeah.
Max von Sydow, who is silent the whole movie, which seems to be the big thing this year, in an Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
But he's Ming.
He's, among other things, he's also in Needful Things.
Okay, I only know him as Ming the Merciless. That's all I need to know him as.
Yeah. Actress in a leading role, Glenn Close, starring
looks fucking creepy.
As a man in Elbert Nobbs.
Those look so... Know what she looks like in those posters in Hannibal where the dude skins his face off? That's what Glenn Close looks like.
And you know who played that dude?
No.
Gary Oldman played a dude with no skin.
What the? Seriously?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, his face got eaten off by the pigs. That was Gary Oldman. Yeah.
Holy shit.
See? Goddamn chameleon. Viola Davis in The Help, who plays, I think, one of the maids, right?
All right.
What about the Fidel? Gary Oldman?
Oh, Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew he was the fetish pig card facer dude thing.
Yep. That's him.
Whoa.
Yep. Rooney Mara in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I still need to see it.
I don't really care.
I kind of want to, but I'm not in any rush.
You know what? The hype train on The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is, like, off the charts. And I don't understand why it's so...
I don't like Rooney Mara that much. She just kind of has this dead face about her all the time. Yeah. Which I guess works for that role.
She looks like a cunt. Meryl Streep in The Iron Lady. She plays, what, Margaret Thatcher, I think. Michelle Williams in My Week with Marilyn, who plays Marilyn Monroe.
I like... I've never really seen any Michelle Williams movies, but that looked good.
I watched a lot of Michelle Williams because I was a big Dawson's Creek fan back in the day, and...
I didn't know anything about this woman.
I feel like Christopher Plummer now. Actress in a supporting role. Berenice Bergeron in The Artist.
Chick from The Artist.
Jessica Chastain, who is surprisingly a doppelganger for Bryce Dallas Howard. If you look at them side by side, it's ridiculous for The Help. Melissa McCarthy gets nominated
That's
for
awesome.
Taking a shit in a sink in Bridesmaids.
Hell yes.
Janet McTeer and Albert Nobbs, who play some chick. Octavia Spencer in The Help.
She's really good.
She is great in everything.
I love her a lot.
What's crazy is she's in a shitload of movies, and you see her face, and she always plays the same kind of wacky character.
But I like her. She's good.
Anime feature film. This is when things get kind of weird, because there's no Pixar movies in animation.
Because
anime
Cars 2 came out, and no one liked it.
Cars 2 came out, no one saw it, no one liked it. Rango got nominated. Puss in Boots, which I heard was surprisingly great.
I want to see Puss in Boots.
Kung Fu Panda 2, which I heard was good.
Kung Fu Panda was good. And Gary Oldman's in that, too, as the villain. As an evil peacock, which you wouldn't think... You laugh.
He's a chameleon. He should have played a chameleon.
You laugh. But the peacock is really friggin' scary in this movie.
Well, it's Gary Oldman.
Exactly.
And Chico and Rita and the Cat in Paris.
Whatever. Rango was kind of weird. I did see that. Actually, I've seen all three of the American...
Best director, we got The Artist, The Descendants.
Wait, did you skip one?
What?
Oh, costume. Who cares?
Yeah, I skipped costume and cinematography. Best director is probably one of the biggest ones.
Michael Hanazanavicius.
For The Artist. The Descendants is Alexander Payne.
That's Payne.
Who directed Election, which I really liked, by the way. Hugo, by Martin Scorsese. Midnight in Paris with pedophile Woody Allen. The Tree of Life, Terrence Malick.
She's like 50 now, so I don't think that counts.
Still counts when you're 90, like Woody Allen.
I'm hoping Marty gets this one. I don't really care about anyone else.
It's going to be The Descendants. The Descendants, I think, is going to do the clean sweep. That's my prediction for... might as well get into it now, because my prediction is I think Clooney wins Best Actor. I think Best Picture is probably either The Artist or The Descendants. It's going to be one of those two. And... I'm really hoping Nick Nolte wins Best Supporting. That's the only one that I really care about, because that's the only movie I've seen out of any of these movies, is Warrior.
I saw Kung Fu Panda 2.
But you have Warrior at home, so you can watch
it. Warrior.
I want to see some of these, but I...
what else is there? There's more things we got to get to here. There's more important things we got to go over.
Like what?
Not documentary. There's a whole other page of stuff.
I hit all the important stuff?
No, you didn't.
I know what you're waiting for. Yeah.
There is one
category that only has two nominees.
That I am very, very hopeful for. That I am going to either be happy the rest of the night or turn off the Oscars and stop watching.
There's original score. Whatever. And then there's original song. Which I'm hoping... one of them wins, but let's see if you can guess. One of the nominees is Real in Rio from Rio. Didn't you say it was by,
Yes, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr.
Who, performed that because I needed a paycheck because I don't get fan mail anymore.
So, no autographs.
No autographs, no nothing. Nobody loves Ringo.
And the other nominee, which we are all hoping wins, is Man or Muppet from The Muppets.
Am I a Muppet?
I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
A very manly Muppet.
That's enough. That's enough. The end. But yeah, we're hoping Man or Muppet wins. That's the only other movie we all saw.
I hope Jason Segel and Brett McKenzie and Walter go up and all accept the award.
I am just excited to see it performed. I don't know how they're going to do it.
That's going to be awesome.
I was really hoping that Life's a Happy Song got nominated, but... That's okay.
They usually don't nominate like two songs for a movie. Very, I know they
Enchanted.
Have on occasion. Yeah,
Enchanted got like three, but it still lost two once.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that was kind of important.
I think we covered everything. But I think
stuff.
I think the Descendants and the Artists are going to win everything.
I don't know because it looks like it might change some things up from the Golden Globes. I didn't see it, but I'd like to see Hugo pull out some wins. For some things, Martin Scorsese at least.
Yeah, I'd like to see Marty win. Marty's best director nominated.
Yeah, the only thing he's ever won an Oscar for was The Departed, which was a remake. And I'd like to see him do like his own little thing.
It was still fantastic, though.
Oh yeah, it was
fantastic. So I got some end of the world news. You want to get to that?
Yeah, why not?
What the hell?
This is end of the world news.
Not the beast! What the hell?
Teen calls cops on mom for having sex too loudly.
Okay. Go on.
A Florida teenager who called 911 last week asked police to place her in a Christian children's shelter because she had, quote, heard her mother having sex. Responding to a domestic disturbance call Thursday around 4 a.m., a cop questioned the mother and daughter at their Panama City residence. According to police report, the duo had been involved in a verbal altercation. The girl, 15, told an officer that she wanted to go to a local shelter because she heard her mother having sex and felt disrespected by her 35-year-old parents' actions. The teen acknowledged that there was no form of abuse or neglect in the house. The mother explained to police that she had invited her boyfriend over, and sometime during the visit, her daughter heard them having sex and became upset. The woman added that their bedrooms are right next to each other, and she didn't intend to wake her daughter up. She was getting fucked too loud, I guess. After speaking with a representative from the shelter, the teen decided that she did not want to leave her home because it was almost time for school. Panama City Police Department cop reported leaving a domestic rights brochure at the residence.
So, there's that.
You ever heard your parents having sex, anybody?
No.
Nope.
I really think it was like, I think she was pissed off at the daughter and made a point to be heard.
Yes, it's really weird.
That's what it seems like. It's like,
who the fuck calls the police? Oh my god, my mom's having sex! Beep, boop, boop. 911.
My mother is having sex. You don't understand. She's yelling about some things I'd never heard of before, and I'm hearing some squeaky noises, and I thought I heard a dog barking, but we only have cats. Quickly,
I need your help. My mom's getting fucked.
In the anus.
Next is a story that really actually made me almost vom.
Really? Vom.
Vom.
Cool word.
Michael Clare, former dentist, accused of paperclip usage in root canals.
What?
Yeah, a former dentist has pleaded guilty to Medicaid fraud for using sections of paperclips instead of stainless steel posts in people's root canals in order to save money. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, it gets the job done.
See, last week we talked about the best dentist of all time, and then this week we're going to talk about the worst dentist of all time.
Oh yeah, this guy does give Corbin Burnson a run for his money.
No, we're not talking about Corbin Burnson. I was talking about my man from Troll 2.
No, I meant this guy gives him a run for money.
Oh, yeah, that is some Corbin Burnson shit right there. Michael Clare, who had a practice in Fall River, is scheduled to be sentenced next week. He pleaded guilty Friday to defrauding Medicaid of $130,000, assault and battery, illegally prescribing prescription drugs, and witness intimidation charges. So people, like, went up to him and was like, dude, these are your fucking paper clips in my mouth. What? You call the cops, I'll fucking kill you. Some of Clare's patients reported infections after he performed root canals on them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Prosecutors say Clare was suspended by Medicaid in 2002, but continued filing by using the names of other dentists in his practice.
Wow! So this is clearly Steve Martin.
This is clearly Corbin Burnson. Clare's license to practice dentistry was suspended in July 2006. He's no longer licensed to practice dentistry in any state. Clare's lawyer didn't immediately return a call seeking comment. James Coolidge, a professor of endodontics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Dentistry, said there are very limited circumstances under which a paperclip could be used during dental procedures. A paperclip should never be left in permanently. Paperclips do not satisfy the requirement for posts, not only because they are made of stainless steel, but because their shape and consistency will not allow them to be functionally acceptable to use. Well, no fucking shit, lady.
Yeah, why do you need to explain?
Does it sound like I'm ordering a pizza? Dude, that story... And I went to the dentist, like, last week, 2 weeks ago. Jesus, it, like, gave me the shivers. I was like, Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
Ugh. What the hell?!
So that was end of the world news. All I got is two stories.
That's enough, clearly.
Yeah. Let's do our UFC on Fox predictions. There's only three fights. Let's knock them out.
I see what you did there.
It is the one we've been waiting our entire life for! UFC News.
Why are my teeth all fucked up?
You're clips. Fucking British.
What? What? Wow. Oh, that's right. That's where it came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
I like the laugh.
By the way, I watched, speaking of that, I watched the regular show tonight. It was a new one. And the guy who voiced Lopan was in was on the show playing a Chinese food guy. They went to a Chinese buffet, nice. Oddly enough. And here, the gumball machine guy, Benson, got a fortune cookie where it said, "You will have good luck." And Rigby got pissed because his said, "You will have bad luck." So he switched it. And Benson had the worst shit happen to him. He got evicted from his apartment and everything. So, like, he had so much bad stuff happen to him that there was, like, a warlock that sat, that came out of nowhere and tried to, like, kill him. And here it was Lopan. Like, he was wearing the same outfit, had the long nails and everything, and it was the guy who voiced Lopan from the Chinese buffet.
Nice.
It was hilarious. Anyway, UFC on Fox.
Thank you.
Main event.
Lopan news.
Main events: Rashad Evans versus Phil Davis.
Did you do the UFC news thing?
Yes.
Where the frig was I?
I don't know.
I was probably finishing up my game.
Yes, which we can do after this. Did you say it's good?
It's done, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Good. Main event, Rashad Evans versus Phil Davis, which I think Rashad Evans wins easily because Phil Davis is big and bulky and not as good as Rashad Evans. I think Rashad's too fast for him.
Too furious.
That's my pick for that one.
I'm going with Rashad with that one also.
They both suck.
I don't really know. Well, Phil Davis is okay, but I don't want Rashad to win, but I think he's too fast. Too
I think Rashad will win.
So it's anonymous. The fight that I can't wait for, Chael Sonnen versus Michael Bisping. Winner gets Anderson Silva in Brazil for the title. Who will win?
I'm going to go with Bisping.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okie dokie.
Yes, I am.
This is very similar to my Brock Lesnar, his previous fight. What I thought was that Brock was going to lose, but I went with my heart and picked Lesnar to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Sonnen to win, but I have a feeling Bisping's going to win. So I'm going to stick to my heart and say Sonnen.
Okie dokie. I'm going Chael Sonnen as well. I think it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I think if he had CM Punk in his corner, he could have done it. But now?
Now that Vince pulled him?
Yep.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! What if Vince came back and started saying that as his catchphrase? Fuck PG! I'm Cena! Shut the fuck up! You're fucking fired! Suck my dick! We're now starting the Vince McMahon Suck My Dick Club. Vince, calm down. Like all the wrestlers in the back. Whoa! The fuck happened to you, Vince?
Then you have Kane come out and be like, "I'll suck your dick, I'll suck your dick."
In that voice?
No, the first person would be Regal.
Me first?
It's always William Regal.
I do.
It's the Vince McMahon sit on my face club.
Our teeth all fucked up.
I don't like them across the rim, John.
Stop using your teeth on my dick. Oh, shut up!
Anyway, middleweight bout.
I'm going Chael Sonnen. I think Chael Sonnen takes him to the ground, makes him suck his dick.
On Fox.
On Fox, everybody.
Highest rated show ever.
Yeah. And they quickly skip.
Get your dick out of my mouth, Sonnen! You crazy fuck, you Yankee! The opener is Damian Maia versus Chris Weidman. I think Damian Maia wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Abso-fucking-lutely. So the only one that went different was Bisping.
Bisping. Me and Sean. Oh, hopefully me and Sean are all right.
Hopefully.
The undercard is going to be on Fuel TV, which unfortunately we don't get around here. Thanks, Fox, for that.
I thought we did.
I don't get Fuel TV unless it's on maybe Verizon.
Thank you, Fox Prices.
Comcast. I could have sworn we got it. I guess not.
But Dustin Jacoby from Ultimate Fighter is going to be fighting on it. A couple people from Ultimate Fighter on it. Johnny Bedford was supposed to be fighting on it, but his opponent couldn't make it. They're thinking due to visa, some kind of immigration issue. And but there's some really good fights on the undercard, but I'm not even gonna go through them because I can't even watch them if I wanted to. It's fuck that bullshit. Fuel TV. So you have a game?
I do. However, I want to mention something first.
Oh, okay. Mention away.
Mention away.
Give me a mention.
So previously we talked. We had a musical episode, mm-hmm. and John, last year you went and saw Les Mis at the high school
production. Les Misérables.
And we're making a musical movie.
Yes.
Which is going to obviously be called Les Mis, and they actually started announcing who the cast is going to be, which is pretty. Surprising, to say the least.
Please say that The Miz is in Les Mis.
The Miz is not in The Miz. But the main character, as we have previously stated, has been slated for Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Who will play Jean Valjean.
I'm Jean Valjean.
And Inspector Javert.
I auditioned that. I didn't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
The Inspector Javert, who plays opposite of Jean Valjean, Inspector is going to be played by Russell Crowe. So Russell Crowe is going to have to sing.
No.
Which is going to be a little weird.
He's probably still fat.
Why can't I have Russell Brand instead?
Feed me.
At least we get to see play, more self spoiler.
To play the women in the movie is going to be Amanda Seyfried.
All right, I like
who's going to play Cosette.
Loves her.
I like that.
Anne Hathaway is going to be playing
Fantine.
I like
Fantine. That too.
Yeah, she's got nice boobs.
So does.
Helena Bonham Carter is going to be playing Madame Thénardier.
I like this a lot, too.
Is Tim Burton directing this
one? This sounds like my favorite movie ever.
Monsieur Thénardier is going to be played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
Reprising his role from Hugo.
And Sweeney Todd.
And the other two are nobodies, at least I don't know who they are. Eddie Redmayne?
No.
I don't know who that is. And Aaron Tveit.
Also, I don't know if you knew this, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Taylor Swift has
did
been...
Did you hear Taylor Swift beat out Lea Michele for that role?
I did.
That's good, then.
Which made me laugh to myself, because I can't stand that moon-faced bitch.
I did. It was actually... and Anne Hathaway beat out Amy Adams, Jessica Biel, Kate Winslet, and Rebecca Hall.
You know why? It's because... Whoa! Wow! This.
Turn it off!
End of the world news.
What the hell? It is end of the world.
How did that happen? What the hell? Shut up.
What just happened?
Shut up.
Do you ever hear Taylor Swift beat out Lea Michele? Beat out your girlfriend that you did a show with, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hayden can't sing.
Another cunt.
Evan Rachel Wood. And Emily Browning.
See, I like Evan Rachel Wood.
What the hell was I even going to say? The fucking end of the world news button cut me off. I was going to say something. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay, a lot of movie companies have been trying to get Anne Hathaway to do a musical for years and years since she did the Oscars with Hugh Jackman and like tore the showdown when they did that number together. So I think she was waiting for like something really good.
She's probably waiting for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, and then they could do a Les Mis with Hugh Jackman. So
yeah, she's not going to be kissing him. He's going to be her father.
That's fine. Still.
Or father figure.
They might change it.
They'll add a kiss.
No.
As directed by Woody Allen.
One pussy looking coming up.
Jesus Christ.
Midnight Les Mis.
All right. So you guys
want... Bend over so and sit on my face.
All right. So we're going to play...
Yes.
Nudity in cinema.
Yes.
Okay. Now, now you guys have your option. I can give you the name of the actor or actress.
Okay.
Which will be 1 point. You have to guess the movies that obviously they were naked in. Or nude, or frontal nudity, penis showing, bad.
Penis showing? There's penises in this?
Alright, or I could name you additional movies that this person has starred in for 2 points.
That sounds like it should be the opposite. I figured that'd be easier.
Wait, I got lost at penis. What did you say?
Alright, we'll do it that way then. If I name additional movies that this actor or actress has been in, it'll be 1 point. If I give you the name of the actor or actress, it'll be 2 points. Or do you just want me to do 1 point, and then I'll just continue to read off until you get it?
Let's play the game!
I don't know what's going on.
Alright, here we go.
Penises.
I didn't know my penises.
Flip a coin, see which ones you guys are going to go first. What I'm going to do is I'm only going to give 1 point. I'm going to read additional movies first. You're going to tell me who the actor is and the movie that he or she was nude in.
Okay.
Now, there are some actors and actresses that have been nude in multiple movies.
Right. Please don't put Kate Winslet on this list somewhere.
That is where you have the opportunity to name multiple. Okay, if you do not name all of them that are on my list, you do not win that category.
Oh my goodness, this is...
What if there is more...
There is 20 plus 2 extra credit.
Okay, then, let's get it started.
For the first one...
No, who's first?
Flip a coin.
Call it in the air.
Okay, heads.
Tails!
It is tails.
I am first.
For the first one, this actor or actress played in the movie I Love You, Man.
And she... What, all right, so what are you looking for here?
You have
she
nudity.
You have to name who it is and
the actor or actress.
And the movie that they appeared nude in.
Okay, I'm going to go with Jamie Presley in Poison Ivy 2.
You would be correct, but this is not what I'm asking.
Okay.
So the next movie that is on the list, I'll go to Victor.
Jason Segel.
The Muppets. Marshall. And you are correct.
There is penis in this.
There is penis.
But you,
Victor gets 1 point.
But you did get Jamie Presley, though.
Yeah, she was naked, too.
You did? You did.
Yeah.
But that was not what was on my list.
Okay, that's fine. I understand.
Now, this is going to be an ongoing game. I can, there's so
I'm
many
just
going to
keep guessing penis from now on.
There's so many people that have been nude in films that it's just ridiculous.
Legends of the Fall.
Speaking of.
This one
goes to you.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I'm going to go with Angelina Jolie in Original Sin and Wanted and Taking Lives.
There's one more on my list.
Shit. Gia?
You are correct, all sir. Right. Victor got 2 points. Even though that was hard, but still she was naked and all.
I know my Angie.
You ready, John?
Yes. I
the
knew.
The Golden no. Compass.
Oh.
Nicole Kidman, Eyes Wide Shut.
I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
She was not the person I was going for with the Golden Compass, so I turn to you and say Casino Royale.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, it's obviously Daniel Craig, but I don't know.
It is not Daniel Craig, so I'll go back to John.
What the hell?
You have the Golden Compass and Casino Royale. The other movie that she is known for being
she.
In. Is the title of the movie.
She's done 3 movies, and it's a she.
Who the fuck else is in the Golden Compass?
3 known movies.
Huh.
I wasn't going too obscure here. There is 2
who
obscure
movies. Who the hell else is in Casino Royale?
Ava Green?
You have the person correct.
Okay. What the hell was she naked in? She's got nice pants. I don't think this is.
Speak up.
2 movies. I'm only
she's got nice hoots.
The most popular.
Her most popular hoots.
Her most popular hoot-infested movie.
Yes.
I've only seen her in Casino Royale. I didn't even know she was in the fucking Golden Compass.
You want to take a stab?
I have nothing. Nothing. No.
No.
Okay, the title of the movie is The Dreamers.
Nope.
I'd have been here all night.
I've never heard of it, but no.
Okay. All right, so we go back to Victor here.
Yeah.
The Fighter.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. I know. I'm trying to think of the movie. Oh, damn it. Right, I'm just going to say Mark Wahlberg, Boogie Nights.
You are correct.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to
bring the
Adams with that.
Wasn't his real penis.
It was not his penis. It was still scripted to be his penis. John, to you.
Yeah.
Bride Wars. I don't want the fucking bitch that I want.
Okay. Anne Hathaway.
You're correct.
She was topless in Brokeback Mountain.
That is one.
And she's topless in...
Think of a WCW pay-per-view.
Aw, you bastard. Really?
You have 3, he has none.
I know this
Starcade. Havoc.
You are fucked.
Yes.
And?
There was another one that she was naked in?
A lot, yeah.
Really? She likes to show
Love and Other Drugs.
Yep.
She was all over the place in that
she
one.
She is. Yeah.
Like I said, I have to have it on my list.
Oh, your list.
Yep.
The Marlon list.
Checking it twice.
All right.
These are actually movies that I own that I put on my list.
Ah. All right. Okay.
He's,
now, this one is actually pretty...
It's like Mr. Skin.
Your private stash. Yeah.
This one's extremely hard. I only have one movie that I just gave it away, that's a she.
Uh-huh.
Has not been nude.
Oh.
And the movie is Anger Management.
Oh. Okay, well, I've never seen it. I have no idea who's in it, so I got nothing.
All right, John?
I got a booty.
You are looking for Marissa Tomei.
I am not. So I will go back to Victor.
Okay.
Do you have another movie that she was in? That she wasn't naked in? Or, like, can you give me something here?
So you're looking for the movie she wasn't naked in?
No. There's, that's... Anger Management's the only movie she wasn't naked in, apparently.
She was also in The Hangover. Which she was naked in that one.
She wasn't very naked in that one.
Okay, so who is it?
Heather Graham.
You are correct. And name me three movies of which she was naked in.
Boogie Nights. I need the music. Thank you. I got nothing.
Johnny, would you like to steal it? Give me one of the remaining two.
Well, I know she's not naked and licensed to drive.
Yeah, I know.
So you have two.
Get out of my dreams.
Yep. Fucking Billy Ocean. Let me think. I can't even think of three Heather Graham movies. let me think a second.
I know, I'm having trouble with that too.
What the fuck was she in?
Not Austin Powers. She's not making that.
No, she's not.
Nobody gets us. I'll put a throw up question out there. And
yeah, throw up.
Vomit. Down here since it on what was the color or what was the theme of her bra and panties?
Red Sox.
Yes. And it goes back to you, John.
Yes.
Wait, I'm just curious. What other movies you had of hers?
From Hell and Killing Me Softly.
She's naked in From Hell?
Oh yeah, she.
I don't remember.
I haven't seen that movie in years. Is it good? I don't remember.
Sorry.
I know Alan Moore wrote it.
Alright, we'll start with this one.
You're up.
The movie is Face Off.
I have that. Gina Gershon.
You have the woman correct. I have three movies.
You're looking for Bound.
You are correct with one.
Which is great, by the way. A lot of
fantastic movie.
A lot of tongue in that one. I don't know if I can name three Gina Gershon movies.
I can't. I know Bound.
I think she's fucking gorgeous, though. Bound? She's in Face Off. She's not naked. That's it. That's all I got.
I got nothing. I can't even name it.
She's naked. She's topless on Curb Enthusiasm, but that probably doesn't count.
No. I do have one TV show on here. Curb
I don't
not,
know
I
any other movies. All
right. On. That one I'm going to leave blank because the remaining one was Gina.
Oh, she's in Gina?
I didn't know she was in that.
And Showgirls.
Really gotta get that movie.
Oh shit!
Is Heather Graham in Gina too?
Forgot about Showgirls.
Alright.
Oh
Victory. The easiest one in the world.
Yes.
The world.
Music.
Saved by the Bell.
I don't know her. Oh, Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls.
You are correct.
Alright.
That was the easiest one.
Yeah.
And especially at the time. So it's 4-2. And it goes back to John, who John's getting screwed with the most horrible one.
I really am. It's terrible.
Havoc. And not Anne Hathaway.
Oh. What's your
isn't face? Christina Ricci in that?
No, she's not.
Yep, I'm wrong.
Victor?
Bijou Phillips or something?
That is the female. I have three movies of which she was in nude.
How do you know Bijou Phillips?
Bijou? The other movie she was in was Almost Famous, so if it came back, it would have been Almost Famous.
With your other cunt, Kate Hudson. Cunt Hudson. I almost said Cunt Hudson.
I don't even... Havoc, too?
Havoc, correct. If you...
So yeah, Havoc was the one that we said...
correct, yep.
She was in Hostel too, but...
You correct?
She was naked.
She is. I was looking these up on my phone to make sure
shut
that
up.
Was accurate.
I can't even...
The next one is my favorite movie of all time, which could take you back to my top five movies.
Red Dragon?
No.
No.
It's an independent film.
Oh, Bully.
You are correct. All right, so Victor is 5-2.
Yay!
Bijou.
And for extra credit, Victor... I'll add one more. If you can name me the male performer from Bully, who also has a full frontal scene with Ava Green in The Dreamers.
Nope.
I can.
Nope.
John, you can steal it.
Is it Brad Renfro?
You are incorrect. It is Michael Pitt.
Oh, that fucking jerk off.
Because I know who that is.
John, back to you.
Yes.
The movie is Liar Liar.
Jennifer Tilly?
Correct. And just name me one movie.
Bound.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Once you see Bound, you know, that's all you need. But also right. See Benin.
Here we go. I'm not happy. Bound because it's like the most known one.
My penis in her.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And this one goes to you, Victor. We only have a couple more left.
All right.
Chicago.
Oh. Queen Latifah.
Oh, no.
Check out my titties, bro.
You need the actor or actress.
There's a lot. Oh, man.
We can continue from there.
That is an interesting one, Chicago.
I know who it is, but I can't name the movie, so I'm not going to even name.
You're not even going to name a name?
Nope.
All right, it's so just, back give it away. John, and it is the other movie that this particular person has been in is Pretty Women. Pretty Woman.
Richard Gere.
You are correct. And what movie did he star full frontal?
I can remember the name of the movie. I knew it was Richard Gere.
It's an old movie.
I don't know. American Gigolo?
Oh, shit.
Yeah!
5-4.
I will fuck you up!
And right back to John here.
Yep.
We're going to go and say Footloose.
Tell me he's done it.
Do it.
I can't. I don't even know what movie he would have shown his penis in.
Who are you talking about?
Oh.
There's actually two.
Oh, man.
Which this person has shown.
I'm not going to say.
All right,
I'm
going to
give it to Victor.
To Victor and say X-Men First Class.
Kevin Bacon and Wild Things.
And name the other one?
Nope. He didn't show his ding dong, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
He saw his ding dong and Wild Thing.
Yeah, he comes out of the shower.
John?
Wow. Ew. I didn't know he saw his ding dong and Wild Thing. Fuck.
He's really only in a couple other movies where he was a big star, at least worth watching.
Friday the 13th.
I don't know.
The real answer is Hollow
Man. Oh.
I know his name.
Snake the whole movie.
1 point for that.
Can I say the other person? I mean, I wasn't sure if you were going for Bacon or if you were going to say John Lithgow and Dexter.
No.
Not on the list.
All right, so to Victor here.
Yay!
Who's getting more pussy?
Moulin Rouge.
Nicole Kidman?
No.
No.
Yeah, what do you mean, no?
I knew that wasn't the answer.
No,
you didn't know. We did Nicole Kidman earlier. I knew that wasn't the answer.
Ewan McGregor.
And name me the movie of which he is full front with.
Trainspotting?
You're correct.
Yes.
6-5. Back to you, John. Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. What was he naked in? Selma Hayek?
You are correct.
And she's topless in Desperado. And Frida?
You are correct.
Boom!
Nice. 6-6.
My penis in her.
I was wondering if you'd like to paint my peppy.
You.
Yes.
Finding Neverland.
I thought you were going to say Finding Nemo. Albert Brooks.
What movie hasn't she been nude in? Oh my god.
Better start naming them then.
Fucking,
well, I only have one on my list. Money. Name
Titanic.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
All right, John.
Yes.
Moulin Rouge.
It can't be Nicole Kidman.
It's not Nicole Kidman or Ewan McGregor.
Why can't it be...
It can be Nicole Kidman. McGregor. We just did Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nicole Kidman.
You are correct.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Correct.
Wait, but that was earlier. What the hell?
No, I guessed it earlier.
Let me guess it earlier.
For Golden Compass.
Oh. All right, so it goes to Victor.
Whoa. Back that up. The first time you said Moulin Rouge, I said Nicole Kidman. You said no.
No, correct.
That wasn't
that
on his list.
What, I was doing.
What the hell?
I did that too.
Bullshit.
Jerk.
Bullshit.
Victor, it's to you.
Bullshit.
Butterfly Effect.
Bullshit. Amy Smart.
And what is the movie which she?
Road Trip.
Correct.
Oh man, she is full frontal in that. I forgot. I have that.
She's
downstairs.
Also starring in Shameless with Emmy Russell.
And she's also in.
I should watch that.
Whatchamacallit? Crank.
Yes. All right, John. You and I talked about this one for a long, long time.
Isn't she in a WWE
long,
movie?
Long
Amy Smart? She's in
the new one.
The new John
Cena
movie.
Yeah.
God.
With Ethan Embry.
We're at the last one before
Raiders!
We
yeah. extra credit.
Perfect Storm.
Oh.
Man, who else is in that?
Victor has the lead by one.
George Clooney?
Incorrect. Victor?
No idea.
Secretariat.
Is this him or me?
You.
Me? No idea.
Me?
John?
Diane Lane?
And the movie?
Unfaithful.
You are correct.
Your pop's favorite movie.
It's tied 8-8. The extra credit.
It's tied.
This is a throw-up question. As soon as you know the answer, scream it out loud. There is a movie.
I feel like I'm on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That involves a guy driving in a car for over 90 minutes. There is a fellatio scene which was in full detail, which almost credited an X-rated rating, but it only got an NC-17.
There's not the ground bunny.
Can you name me the actress who performed the fellatio scene and the movie?
Chloe Sevigny and the brown bunny?
Victor is correct. Victor wins.
Jerk off.
That's the only thing I know about that movie.
Yeah, I knew it too, I just couldn't think of her name. Goddamn son of a bitch.
Congratulations, Victor. You still have the... You reign champion.
Thanks, Victor. Good job.
Hashtag heel.
Good job. You know your nudity. I mean, there's millions, obviously. Millions and millions more, but...
Millions of boobs.
I could go on forever.
Well, I think this could be a recurring game.
That is a good game.
It is. I like
it. And in second place...
This guy.
Me.
Well, since we're doing cheering and booing and all that fun stuff, maybe we should get some wrestling news?
I guess so. I mean, it is kind of a big weekend, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Let's see if I can find this button here. There it is. There it is. There you go.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great moment here tonight.
WrestleMania!
This is off the top of your head.
And a little bit off the head.
Victory.
This is wrestling.
So, big week in wrestling, apparently. John Cena.
It's time for the Royal Rumble.
The freaking Royal Rumble. This Sunday. On pay per view.
30 minutes. So, what's the deal with Zack Ryder? I understand, like,
they killed him.
They beat the shit out of him.
Kane beat the shit out of him.
They ran through the band with Zack Ryder that they just had to kill him.
There's rumors going around that they're giving him a network show on WWE Network.
Yeah.
But I think they just murdered him.
But, like, the island, Sea Island, Long Island.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. I think they're actually, I think they pulled him just so he doesn't get cocky, like, that he has the merchandise sales and the fans and everything.
Yeah.
I think they pulled him just so they could be like, hey, we still have the power. So as long as he doesn't act like a dick, they might bring him back. But
at least he has the prettiest
pretty woman.
Yeah, prettiest diva on his side.
Yeah, CM Punk does, I thought.
What? He doesn't have it.
I like Beth Phoenix.
She's not with him anymore.
Well, she should be.
Dick. I think Eve is gorgeous.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you're not a fan of.
I think Maddie thinks Eve is gorgeous. You're not a fan she's of the only diva that Maddie
knows.
Actually, no,
I like Daniel Bryan's girl instead.
You're not
I like
a fan of Rosa either, which is weird because she's gorgeous.
I hate Rosa.
Too. God, she's so hot.
She looked good when we were there.
She looked great, yeah, in person. God. Anyway, the Royal Rumble card goes down like this. It's two title fights, Cena and Kane, and then the match. That's it. So the opener is probably going to be Daniel Bryan, Mark Henry, and Big Show in a steel cage for the World Heavyweight title.
Boring.
Which I think Daniel Bryan wins.
Yeah, he's going to sneak out somehow.
Because he's a heel. Hashtag heel. Do you want to do predictions for this since there's only four matches?
Sure.
I guess.
Sure, why not? I'm thinking Daniel Bryan wins this one.
Yeah.
You think so, too?
Yeah. I'm hoping so.
I think he's just going to sneak out. He's going to be yelling at Big Show, calling him a bastard the whole time.
You're a bastard!
You're a big bastard!
I've got a beard!
Who do you think wins, Sean?
Whoever wins, the audience loses.
Whoever wins, we lose. Isn't that the...
If Big Show didn't have a little crybaby bitch fit last week, I would have said him, but I think Daniel Bryan does.
Yeah.
I think, just like how Mark Henry deserved it, I think Big Show deserves to at least hold the title for more than 25 seconds.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Cena versus Kane.
I actually think Kane might win it.
I think so, too.
I think Cena wins.
think Cena's going to rise above the hate?
Zack Ryder's going to come out and help.
He embraced the hate.
His wheelchair. I'm here, motherfucker. You know it, motherfucker. Shut up. CM Punk versus Dolph Ziggler. I think Punk wins.
Punk wins.
See, my prediction, my original prediction was Dolph Ziggler wins the Royal Rumble, but I don't think he does it all now. I think Jericho wins.
It's the end of the world.
It is the end of the world.
So if Dolph Ziggler in the Royal Rumble too?
If he loses.
Actually, technically, they've been saying, it's even on this article right here, every WWE superstar is eligible to compete in the Rumble match. They keep stressing that.
So it's like champions too.
So it makes me think that maybe Punk might jump in, and it wouldn't surprise me if, like, Punk or Bryan won.
It would be different.
That would be cool if, like, Punk did win. And then they ended up unifying the belt.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be cool.
Maybe make it a three-way, have Jericho win the Money in the Bank at Mania and have him cash in and get in that match.
Yeah, because they were saying that Rey Mysterio is coming back, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Ricky the Steamboat are coming in.
Really?
Yeah. You know how they usually have like a... Yeah.
We'll see who gets in there.
Yeah, I really hope I don't get any of those three.
I think Punk wins.
But anyway, Punk wins,
I'd like to see Punk win and unify the belts.
That'd be cool. I think Punk wins, too.
Yeah.
I think, Punk wins. They have a unification match. Punk wins that. And then Jericho comes in after winning Money in the Bank earlier in the night and cashes in against Punk and is the new Undisputed Champion again.
My pick for the Rumble is Jericho, though. I still think he's going to win. I don't think it matters about this.
Santino's going to win.
Repo Man.
Isn't he dead?
No.
I don't think. That's written down.
Glacier.
And then you picked...
Earthquake. And
he's dead.
And the tornado guy.
He's dead.
I'm going to go with Mankind.
I'm going to go with Brutus.
Actually, that wouldn't surprise me because the fact that, Foley's been pushing to get in there. This week, actually, tonight.
They said they let him
Mankind
in.
Mankind was on 30 Rock.
They let him in at the end of last week's Raw.
And I'd love to see, personally, like a triple threat match, Kane, Undertaker, and Mankind at Mania. That way, they can push Kane to be the heel.
And they all wear their masks.
Original stuff. Yeah.
Kane can be pushed to be the mega heel. Foley could have his one last big match. And Taker could lose.
Make it a cage match and hardcore.
Make it a Hell in the Cell.
Hell in the Cell, hardcore. Thumbtacks and all.
Jericho wins.
So who wins the Rumble?
I'm going with Jericho. You're going with Foley?
No, I'm going to say Punk.
Okay.
All in for Punk. Now, this has no impact on our bet, apparently.
No, the Rumble Pot.
It's going to be completely unanimous and anonymous.
Yep. Oh, and the number one person in the Rumble was announced on Raw. It's The Miz.
The Miz.
The Miz is number one. So whoever gets number one at the Rumble Pot gets The Miz.
Which isn't a bad pick. He probably eliminated a lot of
people. I think he's going to hang in there for a while. He might come down to number 30 if they're going to push him. Mm-hmm. So he could just be sitting there.
Cena eliminates people.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? John Cena wins the Rumble. Goes on to WrestleMania for the belt.
And The Rock.
You know what? I'm going to say Triple H.
Yeah, he hasn't been around in a while, and he could...
He's going to be on Raw starting next week, too. Mm-hmm. Reviewing John Laurinaitis. Whatever that stupid shit is.
I thought they voted him out of being COO or something stupid.
They voted him out as the head of Raw.
Oh, okay.
General manager of Raw. He's still the COO. Disappointed by the...
No confidence.
Yeah, thumbs down.
Boom. Double CW.
Do you have any I Love You, I Hate You tonight, Sean?
I do.
All right. Yeah. Let me.
But I'm not done with wrestling news.
Okay, keep going.
I think the Funkasaurus might win.
I don't think he's going to win, but I think he's going
to
go far.
I would like to have him just so I can hopefully get, taking people
Shit
out.
Get out of here.
I would love for him to just clear the ring, eliminate everyone, and the next person have to be Rikishi. And then two have a dance off.
Somebody fuck my mama.
And then Kane comes out and eliminates them both.
And murders them both.
Yes.
The Funkasaurus is somewhat gay and somewhat weird at the same time.
Should I hit him?
I don't know why he talks
Somebody
like that.
Call his mama.
And he rubs guys.
Somebody call your mama.
I don't remember any funky dudes rubbing people's crotches.
I think we should talk about the Ring of Honor fight we went to.
Yes, that is correct. I was just about to bring it up myself. We did go to a Ring of Honor event. Ring of Honor Homecoming returned to Philadelphia last week to the National Guard Armory.
Yep, January 20th.
Yes, and it was a good time.
It was great. I love Kevin Steen now more than I ever have. He's the best guy they have now. It's like a given now. Kevin Steen the whole time fucked with some fat kid in the front row. It was glorious.
And I gotta say, my favorite part of the night was this 80-year-old woman that was sitting behind me, who is, the typical when you think of like older wrestling shows, there's always that old lady in the crowd that gets really into it for some reason. I thought it was a stereotype.
Tag him!
I thought it was a stereotype. That person exists, and she is in Philadelphia.
Yep, she's
because
real.
She was sitting behind me, and I should have been tweeting everything she said. Because she was so into it.
You should have taken a picture of her, and then from then on tweeted every single thing.
I think you should
have
just pulled your pants down and told her to suck your dick.
Shut up! Suck my dick!
I'll vomit for you, baby.
She hated this.
You want to join the Victor Straub Sit on My Face Club?
Ooh. I don't want that.
God, can you imagine if she was...
What?
What about the girl that sat next to you, John?
With the kid?
Yep.
Kid would have come to your balls.
I'm bored and funny.
I should...
Oh, did you? And the girl that I told you to say hi to when we were eating hot dogs was Veda, whatever her name is. I didn't even know who it was.
I know. I tweeted it right afterwards saying it was too chicken shit to talk to Veda Scott. And she said, no, don't be ridiculous. I don't bite much.
Did you really? Yeah. That's awesome.
And she responded back. It was fantastic.
I didn't even know until like I got home and I was on Twitter and I was like, oh, wow, that looks like the girl I told Victor to go talk to.
She's pretty
cute.
She is cute. That's why I was kind of intimidated to say hi, hello.
What if she replied with this?
So, heard you got a fat cock.
What would you do?
DM.
Twit pick.
So, about Ring of Honor, I always thought, I guess because I've gone to one Ring of Honor fight, and I always thought it was going to be like more hardcore, more PG-13 or even R-rated than wrestling.
Well, since the last
Necro.
It's gotten new management.
And it's gotten, I don't know. Like,
it keeps getting big deals and failed deals, and
like they had like the one hardcore match there or whatever.
That was useless.
That was horrible.
All the chairs. Yeah.
That was the only thing,
we've been to hardcore matches that have
with Necro.
Yeah.
I mean, we went to one where it was the Briscoe. I think you were there. It was the Briscoes versus Necro and Jimmy Jacobs in a street fight, and the match
that was amazing.
The match started. There was no entrances. The match started with Necro beating up Jay Briscoe with a snow shovel coming through the back door. And at one point, there was a guy who had, like, one of those magnadoodle things making his own signs, like, as the show was going on, holding him up. And then I think Mark Briscoe took it while he was fighting Necro and wrote, fuck you, on the magnadoodle and smashed it over Necro's face.
It was great. And then I remember because Necro set up a giant-ass pile of chairs to slam someone.
He was
going to
give a tiger bomb.
And he never did.
You know, he set up a giant pile of chairs on top of a table, like, at ringside. And then said, fuck it, and grabbed one of the guardrails and dragged it into the ring and gave him a tiger bomb on that instead. And it was awesome. I miss Necro. Ring of Honor needs more Necro.
And that was kind of what I was disappointed with. I just thought it was too PG.
And what I hated
about
it also was the fact that during that particular hardcore match, Adam Cole was in it. Uh-huh. And everyone is freaking out over him because, oh, he was in CZW, he knows Extreme, and it was kind
of
boring.
He does a
hell of a probably the worst match of the night.
He does a hell of a super kick, though.
No, the
worst match of the night was that four-way dance that I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Besides Tommaso Ciampa,
that guy
was
awesome, and the embassy was great.
Yeah, the guy with the green jacket and turtleneck was hilarious.
He was awesome. I don't know who that guy was, but he was fantastic.
What about the guy with the beard? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Grizzly Redwood?
Oh, yeah, Grizzly Redwood. Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Awesome.
He's like mini Necro.
Trying to think
he's like the miniature Daniel Bryan.
I gotta say, though, I'm a big fan of Charlie Haas.
Oh, God.
Haas is in the first match. Charlie Haas from, World's Greatest Tag Team on WWE. Oh, my God. He's yelling at everyone, and he's jacked and looks scary as all hell.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, he looks all miserable.
He does. He does a move. He comes out and, like, around the ring, starts giving the finger to everyone, and gets back in. This is what started the old lady next to me yelling.
Tag him!
Get out of the ring!
All the time.
No, dummy!
I'm gonna dumb your balls!
And this is his wife.
Yeah,
Charlie
Jackie
Haas.
Gata. Good for him.
Mm. Who's his wife?
This chick.
She was Miss Jackie from WWE.
Good for him.
I know.
He's doing quite well for himself. Yeah. She wasn't tough enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't wrestle worth a lick, but she's good.
But she was a great manager. Like, even when she came out with Rico for a while.
Lance Storm showed her nipple to everybody.
Yep, even though he didn't mean to. Oh, there's the picture right there. Oh, no, that's cut off shot.
I love the background's the best.
No, that's it.
Yeah, so there's her nipple.
Lance Storm's
And Lance Storm's in the background smiling, yucking it up. Because he's holding her in a full Nelson while someone attacks her and she can't fix it.
Your nipple's out, honey.
Your nipple.
Somebody put it in
Lance Storm's the Beavis face in the background. Nipple.
All right, let me get to these I love you, I hate you before you guys pop
up. Wrestling news then. We're hoping Ring of Honor comes back around sometime soon. I know they're coming
with
to
R-rated shit.
I know they're coming to Baltimore. I think next, actually in like a week or two.
I think they're coming to Fort Lauderdale during WrestleMania weekend, so I don't know if anyone's going to be around for that. Just saying.
You might be, you fucking jerk. Ah. Can't wait until
Shut
WrestleMania
up.
Party at my house.
Yeah, I know.
All yep. listeners able to go, let's
Jackie
go.
Jackie Gator's coming. It's going to be awesome.
Jackie Gator.
He's going to be letting us all join the Sit on My Face Club.
What the hell?
I love you. I love you so much. Wow. Well, that's sad. And now, I love you, I hate yous, but show no images from the curvature at all. Weird.
Miserable bitch.
I love you.
By the way, I did them last week without you, and
it's
I...
so weird.
Yeah, I had some good ones. Yeah.
Nice.
It just wasn't the same, though.
Miserable bitch.
You bitch.
I cut you out of my life, and I couldn't be happier. But for closure's sake, brace yourself, cunt. First off, you look like Hot Topic threw up on you.
Mm.
While you feel the need to put 58 pounds of makeup on, complete with fake eyelashes.
That's what we needed.
Just to get cigarettes from the corner stores beyond me. Get over yourself. Second, you've always been a manipulative and selfish person. Always going after the dudes I tell you I'm into. Then you tell them that I'm insane, talking me down to make you look better. Cute! Considering I'm not the one with self-inflicted cuts and burns up and down my arms and legs.
Ew.
The only reason these guys end up getting with you is because your legs are like a fucking Wawa, open 24/7. You think that I'm trying to ruin your life? Psst. You do that all on your own, darling.
Darling.
Third, I could be a spiteful bitch and tell your boyfriend about all the dudes you fucked while being with him.
Oof.
But I actually have a life, with real friends, and a real job, and a jam-packed schedule. A jam-packed vagina.
With penises.
I don't have time to think of ways to ruin your life. Lastly, you're 25, and you still get a weekly allowance? You work 2 hours a week at your apartment that your dad pays for. Pathetic. Grow up. Stop using your past as an excuse for your laziness. Get a job. I'm pretty sure McDonald's is hiring. P.S. You never deserved a friend like me. Now I can finally
you
see clearly.
Never had a friend like me.
Have a great life. Have a great life, bitch. I know I will.
Never had a
friend like me. Do you?
Do you do?
Have the time to listen to me. Do you? I love you, or I hate you.
That's a hates.
That's a fuck you.
Really? Know what the fuck
really?
I'm going through?
Really?
You run from house to house smoking and shit. Then your crappy ass friends come around and you act like a whole new person. Mm-mm-mm. What the fuck is up with that?
What the hell?
I'm not understanding what you are thinking about sometimes. You seem like you love me, but other times you seem like you don't want to be with me. Please make up your mind and tell me how you truly feel.
That's kind of...
Mm. Yeah, that could go either way.
It's like, I hate you right now, but I want to make it better.
I hate you, but I could still live with you.
So attached.
That's an I love you.
Yeah, it's an I love you.
I think that you know that I'm attached to you. Literally, we're Siamese twins. I can't help it. You came into my world and it seems like nothing else exists. I hate when I get like this because I block everything else out and that isn't right. I want to be happy, and if that is with you, then that's fine. If it isn't, then that's how it has to be. You're turning me into another person.
Hulk smash!
Sex with you is undecryable.
Undecryable?
Hulk smash?
I can't wait until we are together again. Got a boner.
So that's it? That was...
I got another one. I'm trying to think.
No, I mean, that was,
no, that was
one?
The end of that one?
That was the end of that one. All right, I'm going to read it.
I have a 10,000-year-old brain and the boogers of a 7-year-old.
All right, I got three more.
Wow. Okay.
Three more.
Give
this
it,
one's actually
give
long.
Give it to me.
I got to make up for all the times that I've missed.
It's true.
I'll go with that one last.
Okay.
To the hit-and-run driver.
That's a hate.
Yes.
At 44th and Spruce, to the driver of a silver Sentra.
Uh-oh.
Who hit my brother
what,
on
is
his
it really
bicycle
silver Sentra?
and never stopped your soulless.
I have a silver sensor now.
How do you slam into someone, send them flying into the air, run over their bike, and never even slow down? What kind of person are you? He could have died. He has facial fingers. Broken fingers.
Run!
He got stitches, was bleeding profusely, ding, 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 and will be in the hospital for several days. Well, they'll die in a pit.
They'll die in a pit?
They'll die in a pit.
Go die in a pit.
All right, professionals need art.
Yes. I agree.
I love you, I hate you.
That's,
I don't know. I'm going to say, I haven't read any.
I'm going to say it's an I hate you.
I'm going to say it's I love you. Old City First Friday, you're a shell of what you used to be. Gone are the crazy jazz musicians, social diversity, and the free-flowing wine. Flat art price for unhappy millionaires does not enhance culture, or phony shop employees can keep their free gifts. Gifts given for very disingenuous reasons. I have feelings, a heart, and a brain. You think you can buy me? Obviously not. Or you wouldn't treat me like a groupie trying to get your autograph when I tell you I'm broke. Good nature itself can't fill our void on such a non-festive night. Work is work. Work it. You always have your struggling yuppie friends to interrupt our conversation and humiliate me for ha-ha-has that shall soothe the suffering, desperate, babbling bullshit that is you. You have no use for it and are not worthy of the energy I give free of charge. I'd rather remember first day for what it was and not what it has become.
You know, I've done a couple.
Shut up, hipster.
Yeah, I've done a couple first Fridays. It is all hipsters.
Shut up.
And this one is to Kenneth, the guy that spews lies.
That's an I hate you, I think.
Yeah, I think that's an I hate you.
You always wanted to read about yourself in this section of the paper, so I hope you like this letter. I like how you made me feel like an idiot for thinking we were separating for different paths, when in all actuality it was because you didn't want me to know you were cheating on me. Last year you were begging to marry me, find our own place, and start planning our future. And all I asked was for to wait until I finished my degree. This year you are taking corny lovey-dovey pictures with another woman who interestingly popped up on your Facebook before we confusingly broke
up. Who the fuck is this? That was from the room. That was some footage.
We were together for 6 years, and apparently that meant nothing to you. You couldn't wait to hop into a new relationship, and apparently she couldn't wait to hop in your pants. I gave up so much for you. I forgave you for all your faults because I loved you. You know you meant the world to me, and this is how you honored that. I hope she knows that this is the last... Hope she knows that... she fucked up this one. Hope she knows that the last weekend I saw you was the weekend I was in a car accident, and I really needed you.
Aww.
That you couldn't help but let whiny whores clog up your phone and your messages.
Whores.
That you might be going out and doing things now.
Whores.
But that will fade as soon as you get comfortable. That you pledged your love to multiple women. That you are dirty. That you always think... You are all right, and that you are rude and constantly talk over people. That you care all about yourself and no one else. That you are a cheater and a tiger.
Ooh,
girl.
And most importantly, you're a glorious life. I cannot wait until karma bites you in the ass. Sincerely, Monica, the woman you claim to love.
When you go home, fuck the prom queen.
That was like a long-winded letter to some jerk-off. Go to me, fuckface.
You see, I take these glasses off. She looks like a regular person, doesn't she, huh? Put them back on, formaldehyde face.
Formaldehyde face. So that's the I love you, I hate you's.
Very good. Thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Very good.
Welcome.
That's some good ones.
We've missed this.
Actually, which is funny because that's the title of the first one. I missed you.
Aww.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for writing the I love you, I hate you's for me.
You are one pathetic loser.
Yep.
It's time for the Old Soul of the Week. I came up with this idea. The idea this week is talk show host Old Soul, which I thought was pretty good because there's a lot of old talk show hosts, you know, like Larry King, those cunts from The View. Some people like that. And I can't, wow. I came up with this idea. I was watching some Letterman show clips on YouTube, and I love Letterman's announcer, because it kind of reminds me of Conan's announcer, you know, the guy with the ball, mm-hmm. the gray
ponytail. The old guy, the old announcer.
Yeah, and they kind of have this tumultuous relationship. And I watched some, they do this thing called Alan Coulter's Celebrity Interview, where Letterman will get done this long interview with the celebrity, and Alan Coulter will be like, oh, thanks for stealing my celebrity. He was going to be on my show tonight, stuff like that. So here, I wanted to show you this clip, because I actually really liked it a lot, and I thought it was worth playing.
Here's Celebrity Interview. Alan, take it away.
So, Dave, will that be Visa or MasterCard?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Well, normally it's customary to pay someone after you screw them like a $10 whore.
Wow. Alan, what are you talking about?
Alan, what are you talking about? Come on. Hey, I know you're going senile, Grandpa. But even you couldn't forget that I've spent months preparing for tonight's celebrity interview. Perhaps you've met my exclusive guest, Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Richard. Good to see you, buddy. He's great, Richard Simmons.
He's great. Exclusive my ass. By the way, Dave, can I get you a towel?
Why would I need a towel, Alan?
Well, you were so far up Richard's shorts, I figured you might want to wipe off the body oil. Oh, Richard, Deal a Meal changed my life, Richard. Richard, let me be in the next Sweating to the Oldies, Richard. Oh, Richard, can I feel your muscular thighs? Oh, come on.
Alan, I don't think that's how it went.
That is exactly how it went. So cut the crap, Gomer, or I'll nail your face to your nuts and roll you back to Indiana. Yeah, hey, see, bag.
Let's call him a fuck bag.
Check this, Jack. Check this. You ever show your face around here again, I'll wrap that tank top around your neck and squeeze it till glitter comes out your ass.
He obviously didn't do this on the show, did he?
What? Yeah, that was
really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He does a great one. The Paris Hilton one's my favorite. I wanted to show you this one real quick, because there's only like a minute and a half, but... But yeah, it's Alan Coulter is just fucking hilarious. And they all go pretty much the same way, but he says different insulting shit every time.
Make out the check for $100, Dave, okay?
I'm sorry, what was that, Alan?
The check?
Yeah?
The check, make it out for $100.
What, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand.
Well, I figured you should pay me since you just nailed me like a left-handed whore.
What? What? Dave, Alan, what are you talking about?
Alan, what are you talking about? Bite my ass, suckrod.
I think this one and the George Clooney one are my two favorites.
You knew how hard I wanted to book this week's guest for Alan Coulter's celebrity interview. Here, let me introduce her. The lovely Ms. Paris Hilton, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there you go. Hi, Paris. You're beautiful.
She looks so lost.
By the way, Dave.
Yeah.
Make sure to return Paris's lip gloss when you're done with it.
What? Well, now, why would I want to borrow Paris Hilton's lip gloss?
Well, I just assumed your lips must be chapped from kissing her ass for the past 15 minutes. Paris, can we be BFF? Can we, Paris? Oh, Paris, can I be your Facebook friend? Oh, come on. Someone get a mop. I'm about to throw up.
Alan, that's not exactly how it happened.
That is exactly what happened.
No.
Exact. You got a pencil?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, right here.
Mark this down, ass. You gank my again, so help me. I'll shove my fist so far down your throat it'll come out your bony ass, you monkey face. And
just call him monkey face prick.
By the way, those shoes are so 5 minutes ago, bitch. I'm telling you.
It would have been funnier if it was like, I saw your sex tape.
Yeah. I saw you suck dick, you bitch. But yeah, that's what kind of inspired me to come up with the idea for best talk show host. So we had some write-ins. Let's see what we got. Let me load the page here. So we had Larry King from Chris Dace. Said Larry King for the win.
We asked for people who are alive.
Yeah, he's alive. Barely.
No, he's a fucking robot.
He's barely breathing.
He's a vegetable, as you would say.
Did Dick Clark eventually get on this thing? No. I've been gone for a couple weeks.
No, well, he won that week, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, we honorary okay. New Year's.
Yeah, we gave him an honorary one.
All right. Because if not, I'm not welcome.
Robbie Kirshner nominated James Lipton from Inside the Actors.
Hello, James Lipton. King Lords. There's a troll in Central Park.
I love when Will Ferrell did James Lipton and they did Screech. Tobey Maguire was Screech. It's fucking great. And my sister-in-law nominated Maury or Jerry Springer, which I watch Maury every day. It is pretty entertaining, I'm not going to lie. But it's the same thing every episode. You know, you are the father, you're not the father, you cheated, you did cheat, blah, 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 who gives a fuck.
I'm going to go with Maury.
That's your pick?
Yes, because I, too, watch Maury every day, and as terrible as it is very entertaining.
He seems like a nice fellow.
He seems awesome.
I like his sweaters. And you know what I noticed today? I was watching Maury. Me and my wife were watching that on lunch break. Maury doesn't talk to his guests. He talks to the audience about the guests, even though they're sitting right the fuck
this
next
to
him.
This guy next to me is a giant fuck like, face.
And then he'll look right at the audience while he's saying something directly to them. He'll be like, and Karen can't believe what he did. And, like, if I was Karen,
probably
I'd be like,
cue hearts.
Karen slept with Carl, and Carl slept with Joe, and Joe slept with Karen.
So who is the father of Devin?
We interviewed Joe in the back.
It's actually Fred!
We interviewed Joe in the back. Let's hear what he said.
Got a big surprise.
I am not the father of that baby!
They switched babies at the hospital.
That girl is a left-handed hoe.
That girl's a bitch, and I didn't fuck her. I wouldn't fuck her with a koala's dick.
See how many phone numbers she got in her phone? That's how many men she has slept with.
She's a dirtbag hoe and I never fuck her.
Bottom feeding trash.
So you guys are
hoe.
Both going with Maury?
No, I'm not going with Maury.
I am.
Victor's picking Maury. I am going with Regis.
Regis is a good one.
Regis!
Regis is hilarious. Regis is probably the first talk show host I ever saw in my life because...
Because when you used to go to the doctor's offices when you were younger and he used to be on TV?
He would be on the TV, and then my mom was a stay-at-home mom when I was younger, so she watched Regis every morning with Kathy Lee at the time, which she was...
Ooh.
Kathy Lee was another C-bomber, and...
now you're going to censor yourself?
Hey, Kathy Lee's a car wash cunt, but...
She was a giant fucking cunt!
Cunt. So,
that's going to be a new Les Mis movie.
That's the name of this episode. Episode 32, cunt.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. There you go.
Well, actually, no. See you next Thursday, since that's when we record.
Yeah, that would work, too.
Hey!
Yeah. Fuck your uncle.
It was a really... I couldn't decide between Letterman or Regis, because they're both so similar. In fact, that...
I heard
Regis,
Letterman's a giant prick.
I hear he's a real asshole. In real
yeah,
life too. Plus,
like
he likes to fuck bitches upstairs. Mm-mm-mm. Which is cool. You can't really fault him for that, but he is married, so I guess you can fault him for that.
Yes, you can.
And Regis has never done that. He's been with Joy for years.
I'm not going to say Leno, because he fucked over Conan.
I fucking hate Leno, too. He's a jerk off. Yeah, by the way, Leno is the worst interviewer of all time. He doesn't listen to the guests at all. He's like a robot. He'll just sit there and focus on his questions.
If you've seen like a couple interviews, all he does is just read his cue cards, go,
It depends on who it is, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like, Letterman has a good rapport with certain people, like Regis, for example, who's on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Leno just continues on his list.
How old's Conan?
He's,
I think he's only, like, right.
He's
got to
be in his 40s, yeah. I just want to find out now. I'm curious.
I'll pick La Bamba.
He's fucking Conan.
What?
Nothing.
Quite. How old?
48.
48.
Yeah.
Close.
Soon.
But no cigar. Mm. What's crazy is Gary Oldman's still too young, too.
You know, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go old school here. Sally Jesse Raphael.
Ooh,
weird.
I'm going to go with the ginger.
Ginger ninja.
Ginger? Wasn't that a box ginger, though? Wasn't she really a blonde?
I don't know.
So it's a carpet smell.
It's either going to be between her or Judge Judy.
Where the fuck is she now? We should look her up on Wikipedia.
She disappeared after.
She really did.
She showed up.
She's 76? Oh my gosh.
She's shown up on, like, what's that stupid show that was on VH1 with all the Reject the Reality people?
The Surreal Life?
That. She's been on that a couple times.
Really?
Not as a guest, like, at the last episode, she hosts a fake talk show where they all just dish shit at each other.
November 10, 2010, Raphael, along with former talk shows Phil Donahue, Geraldo Rivera, Ricky Lake, and Montel, were invited as guests on Oprah's show. This is the first time Winfrey had fellow talkers appear together since all their programs left the air.
It's like the Justice League of talk show hosts.
It really is. I'd watch that on YouTube. She was married for the first time in 1953 at age 18.
To Andrew Vladimir
Matyushenko, janitor. Together they have an adopted son. Wow, they're still together? Oh, no, she got remarried in 1962. Oh, wow, she's old as fuck. She definitely qualifies.
She's gonna die soon.
76. I am not voting for that.
Then vote for Judge Judy.
But I wouldn't call Judge Judy a talk show.
No, it's a judge show.
No, it's fake shit anyway.
But she's still a judge.
It's not like she talks about issues or anything.
Judge Joe Brown.
No, like Dr. Phil.
You could pick Sharon Osbourne.
I thought about it, actually.
She's on the talk.
I like the talk.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. I like Liam Remini and the chick from Roseanne.
Leah
Remini's not on the show anymore, by the way.
Oh.
Because nobody likes her, because she's a cunt in real life, I heard.
But that's why I liked her on the show, because she didn't give a shit about what people thought. She said what she wanted to say.
I wonder if she looks like naked.
Leah Remini? Is she not nude? Since you are a resident Mr. Skin Nail, all of a sudden.
Look it up. It's got to be a way.
I don't think she has been. I only know all that shit because of when I worked at Blockbuster.
People would ask.
People would ask, and you just look it up.
That's photoshopped. That's definitely photoshopped.
She's got a nice little necklace.
If you Google image or Yahoo image search Leah Remini nude, you find all kinds of fun Photoshop stuff. Mm. I highly recommend it. These look so funny.
It's so funny.
She's got a big smile on her face, like,
yeah. Yes, these
are my boobs. This one's great. That's not her.
Man, that one has two vaginas.
Man, side by side or up and down on top of each other? This one's a terrible Photoshop job. How come all the... All right, so Yahoo...
I like the one where she's twirling her hair.
There's a... Her boobs are not that big. There's one where almost every picture is her grabbing two dicks at the same time. What's the deal with that? How many pictures can you have like
that?
Oh,
my God.
That Macho Man Randy Savage? Oh, my God. Oh. There's a picture on here where she's not wearing any pants and Jerry Stiller's behind her doing the Bret Hitman Hart thing. Anyway, Leah Remini is too young for the talk show host. That's her from Maxim. Back in the day.
I have that issue.
All right, so who are we going with here?
Why there's
six dicks in that picture.
Look at that one. Look at the one to the left.
It's like she's in front of a fucking pirate ship wheel.
That's what happened.
That's a deleted scene from
King of Queens. There's like board games on the table. Yeah, seriously, look up on Yahoo search Leah Remini nude, and there's.
That's not even a good Photoshop.
What's the picture?
It's like her at an award show with someone.
What's
some
the picture
giant
of Kevin James where he's covering his face down in the bottom right?
It's Kevin James. I don't know. They're in a hot tub. They made that look bad.
That's the actually look up nude pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
This one's hilarious. It's like nine dicks in that picture.
I guess since Sally doesn't win, I'm going to go with... I like Regis. I think Regis is going to... Regis is probably going to die soon.
No more Leah Remini dicks and faces.
Look at Regis Philbin nude.
Let's see what comes up.
This is a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
We'll figure out if we pick up the winning.
Google image search Regis Philbin nude. Here we go. Oh my God. There he is without a shirt on.
Yeah, but that's not nude.
No.
I'm going to see some old man cock.
That's a button.
Check your search settings. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're on Safe Shark.
No, it's off.
Of course it's off.
No Regis dick anywhere. Not even any Photoshop. There's a lot of Seinfeld face, though. It's kind of close to Regis' penis. Oh, no.
All right, then look up Sally Jesse Raphael nude.
We'll just look up all the nominees of Old Soul nude.
Oh, my God.
Judge Judy nude.
Oh, my God. Did you
What the fuck?
There's her as a mime.
What the fuck is this?
Ew. I think you spelled her name wrong. She's saying, did you mean this?
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry. That's not her. That's Stacey Keebler. What the fuck?
There's a suicide girl.
Rafael Nadal.
What the fuck?
Wow. Nope. Let's talk about Maury Povich nude.
This has just got too obscene. This is...
There's Bob.
Maybe the problem is before you run Yahoo search for Leah Remini.
Yeah, maybe we should go back to Yahoo search. We got gold there.
This is...
Maury Povich nude. Oh my god. Manpaper.com.
What?
Well, there's a bunch of other nude chicks and people getting fucked and there's
what
pictures.
What is that?
Ew.
That is a vagina.
That is one hairy bush.
Man, if you search... Whoa!
Hello, Maury!
Oh my god.
You are not the father.
What the hell?
Oh my god.
What is with Yahoo?
Yahoo's got crazy shit.
Yahoo just... Or Yahoo knows your preferences, I guess.
Going right back to Sally Jesse.
Oh, got.
I'm curious. That's not Sally Jesse Raphael. Ew. That's Carrie Fisher.
They look the same.
What the fuck is that?
Caviar. That's what it says.
I'm done. I'm done.
You don't look egregious?
There's Borat in his fucking bikini from earlier. All right, one more search for Regis Philbin nude. More topless photos. Nicki Minaj.
But look, there's a Kelly picture.
Just look
there's
up,
some Kelly.
Just look up Nicki Minaj nude.
She's got like a Michael Turner.
Just kidding.
Who?
What is that?
What is what?
Is that really Kelly?
There's a Kelly Ripa Photoshop.
Oh, man.
There's lots of Kelly Ripa Photoshop.
Oh, my God. There's Dave Letterman smiling about it.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey, check out Kelly Ripa's photo.
Find my pencil right now, vagina.
Yeah, you look at Regis Philbin nude, you get Kelly Ripa Photoshops instead.
How disappointing.
Problem is, she doesn't have a body. Bullshit.
Yeah, her boobs are not that big.
Her body
there's
is a
lot
a
of
pencil.
Sucking cock ones.
Oh, my goodness, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
That's
Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa again?
Alright, enough of shit.
Yeah.
Regis wins.
This is weird. Stop it.
It got weird when
Regis
we saw...
Regis wins!
When we saw Leah Remini surrounded by dicks.
It went off.
Shit got real.
Yeah,
you keep on dropping your phone. Do you have a boner or something?
What's going on with your phone over there?
Okay,
Leah Remini surrounded by a pirate ship wheel of dicks.
I just pictured that one dick being mine.
I got a boner.
So I think that's it for this week. On that note.
Yeah, so Rumble this week, UFC this week.
In my pants.
That's pretty much what the...
Yeah, big news this weekend. We'll be back to cover everything for you.
Big news, Sean will be singing Party on the Patio at Hangar 84 while they close.
They're just going to...
As the walls are going to come burning down. Kind of like Hasselhoff did in Berlin. It's a
trap. That was a chair, I didn't fart.
No, if you farted, it would have sounded like this. I think that's it, everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Pretty sure we're way past done.
You guys have a good one. Enjoy the Royal Rumble and UFC on Fox.
Yes.
We will be back next time to give you
let's
full results and a recap.
Rumble.
And we will let you know if we were correct about our picks. You guys have a good one, everybody.
Do we got a baby?
Bon voyage, motherfucker.